Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show. Shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and even some of the entrepreneurs that I know check out the show. Appreciate all of you. You've made it to the right place. If you are into getting personal about underdog stuff in the news and the culture. As always, to take you on that journey, you have your host, Gregory Neesmith, into spreading special stuff. Also, into entrepreneur stuff, into leadership stuff, on-air stuff, community stuff, and founder of Underdog Stuff. And always trying to figure out how we keep fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world. Now, I don't know about you, but oftentimes when there's stress, when things don't seem to be going the way I want them to go, I have a certain reaction. I know a lot of people end up battling. They fight. They argue. That's one thing. For me, though, oftentimes I actually end up doing a little bit of a retreat, going into a bit of a shell, going into a cave, so to speak. I can get apathetic about stuff. And I know, at least in politics, there's a lot of people who end up, when they feel stressed or things aren't going well, they opt out, they sit out. And I can tell because in the last presidential election back in 2016, a lot of folks didn't like Hillary. A lot of folks didn't like Donald. And so I believe over 100 million eligible voters were like, nah, bro, I'm sitting this one out. Not saying that I agree with it, but I get it. Because there's been times when I've been stressed, dismayed, and I've opted out too. But sometimes, if you can't beat them, sometimes the best thing to do as an underdog is join them. Like, sports, for example. LeBron James created a super team when he left Cleveland to go to Miami. A lot of NBA players were mad. And then eventually they realized, well, maybe I'll just start my own super team too. Shout out to Kevin Durant. If he couldn't beat him, join him. Take inspiration by what someone else did that got you all mad, and you decided to do something similar. I've been hearing that a lot of folks are signing up to run for office, or at least exploring the idea of running for local or state offices, which again is an example of probably a lot of people being upset, disgusted by the choices they have. And so they're like, if I can't beat them, I'm going to join them. I'm going to just go be a politician if I don't like the politicians. Well, I think there may be an opportunity for that even inside of this thing called the latest tax cut and jobs bill. At least that's what it's been called. So if you haven't heard by now, we all went into the weekend getting ready for TGIF, probably going to some holiday parties, maybe doing some Christmas shopping if you celebrate Christmas, trying to figure out what your Saturday plans are, when you're going to the gym, Saturday brunch, all that good stuff, what you're going to wear to church on Sunday. And when Friday came, a tax bill got published. The House of Representatives and the Senate. And I shouldn't say the House of Representatives and the Senate, because that would make it seem as if it was all the folks in the House and the Senate. But I should say the Republicans in the House and the Senate reached tentative agreement on a bill that they want to take one final vote on that will potentially go to the President of the United States and then become law as our new tax system and tax rates. And so I was curious. I looked into it and I said, you know, what's in this thing? Because I've been hearing about it for weeks. And it potentially has me saddened, disgusted, wanting to be apathetic, and wanting to just check out. And so I looked into it. I said, well, let me see what's in this final bill. Maybe it's not as bad as I've been hearing about. So I found out it contains some tax cuts and some expanded family credits for individual households. Okay, that sounds good. Sounds reasonable. So far, so good. So I kept reading. But I read also it doesn't contain a lot of the things it promised, like simplicity and fairness, two very important things. It doesn't make the tax code any simpler. It still contains 7 tax brackets instead of the 3 that the Republicans promised us. Takes away the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, mandate to purchase health insurance, which means there's going to be a lot more people uninsured, which then also means higher rates for those who are paying for insurance. But I did find out it does include things that are great for corporations. Gives huge tax cuts to corporations. Lots of giveaways to Republicans' favorite industries and special interest groups and lobbyists. So lots of tax rate breaks for the big corporations and also for those who make a lot of money. Because they're repealing something called the estate tax, too. So at this point, it's Friday night into Saturday morning. I'm not feeling too good. I'm definitely not feeling the if you can't beat them, join them spirit just yet. But I am feeling the pissed spirit. And so then I went scouring the YouTube and the internet to see what some of the Republicans and Democrats are saying. And here's Donald Trump telling us, the American people, telling us underdogs and everybody else, what we should love about this bill.
This really will mostly benefit the middle class and jobs. Companies are coming in, they're pouring into the country, they've already started, and this will be great for jobs. It'll be fantastic for the middle-income people and for jobs. It'll also benefit lots of other things. I mean, we're looking to, if you look at the whole thing, everybody's going to benefit. But I think the greatest benefit is going to be for jobs and for the middle class, middle income. Well, this is going to bring money in. As an example, we think $4 trillion will come flowing back into the country. That's money that's overseas that's stuck there for years and years. It was $2.5 trillion, then it was $3.5. It's probably over $4 trillion. This is money that's been stuck there for years, and it's going to come pouring back into the country. So that'll be one.
Well, now, if you wonder why politicians get a bad name for being slippery, can't trust them, it's because of sound bites and talking points like that. Telling us that this bill is great for us who are in the middle class or those who are aspiring to get there. And yet I just told you, and it's all in plain English. Forget about whether you're on the left or on the right. If you just read down the middle, it helps corporations. And it helps folks who make a lot of money. And so that's what Donald Trump and some of the Republicans are saying. And then there's Bernie speaking up for the people and chiming in with how he thinks the system's rigged for millionaires and billionaires. I wonder what would have happened if Bernie would have gotten a fair shot from the DNC. And really been able to compete on equal footing with Hillary Clinton. Maybe he might be president right now. We wouldn't even be going through this. But here's Bernie giving his thoughts on the tax bill.
And jobs. Companies are coming in.
What this legislation is about is fulfilling the promises, Republican promises made to wealthy campaign contributors. There is a reason why the billionaire class provides hundreds of millions of dollars in campaign contributions to Republicans. And now is payback time. What this legislation is about, Jake, is giving 50% of the tax benefits to the top 1%. And at the end of 10 years in the House bill, forcing almost 50% of the middle class to actually pay more in taxes. What this legislation is about, absolutely insanely, is repealing the estate tax, a $269 billion tax break, not for the top 1%, but for the top 0.2%, a handful of the wealthiest families in this country, like the Walton family and the Koch.
Senator Sanders, Doug Jones's win.
And that was Bernie talking about the tax bill. I tend to believe Bernie a little more than I believe Trump. Not because I'm a Republican or a Democrat or independent, just because I read the bill. And I encourage you underdogs out there, don't just listen to the news. Click on an article or two about the stuff that's going on. You oftentimes get a better perspective than a soundbite of a second or two on the news. So, now what? Tax bill seems like it's getting closer to being final. It looks like this upcoming week that President Trump, the Senate, and House Republicans are going to attempt to give us a gift that I think most of us don't want, and that is to actually pass the bill and enact it into law by time we get to the new year. Leave a comment. Let me know you feeling the tax bill or not. Are you feeling starting your own corporation? Oh, and by the way, I'm not done. Because me and my friend, we went into like super creative mode. Then we said we could start a consulting firm that actually helps entrepreneurs and small business owners create corporations and get a fee for that. And then also some of that money we raise, we can use those proceeds to help pay for other people to get their LLCs or their small businesses or their side hustles become corporations. Because if you can't beat them, we're going to join them. With that, I believe we have a caller. Name and where you're calling from.
This is Will from Uptown.
Hey, Will, talk to me.
Well, you know, you hit the nail right on the head with the 21% rate. LLC is probably the cost you $200 to sign up.
Yeah. And you know, in the past, it hasn't been worth it to go through some of these extra steps. But now, shoot, you're going from 35 to 21. For those of us who are in the side hustle game or in the gig economy or in the entrepreneurship thing, there is now some value in taking that extra step to look into what it means.
Well, it's real simple. Well, it's real simple because when you really think about it, you're going to be everything that you do can be deductible. Part of your rent will be deductible. Part of your expenses are going away. Going to work will be deductible. And so if everybody did it, which I think is a brilliant idea that you have right here, which is simplistic and really surgical, which is go ahead with your 21%. You can get a limit liability corporation that limits your liability and even what you do so that you're covered that way and you wouldn't even need a board and all those things. So I'm thinking that, you know, you just gave away $1 million of advice right here, man. Keep it up.
Hey, that's what we do here because, and I will. And so I appreciate you calling in, Will. Thank you. So Will brings up a... And hold on one sec. I think we have one more call on the line. Thank you, Will, for calling in. And for those who want to join the conversation, you can at area code 212-650-6903. Name and where you calling from.
Hey, Greg, it's Stanley from Let Your Voice Be Heard.
Stan, man, talk to me.
Hey, man, just real quick, I just want to let you guys know that that's really good advice, but we should always be, like, you know, knowledgeable on, like, what that means. So one of the big reasons that this tax cut is a problem is because it's going to cut the amount of income that the U.S. government gets. So... yeah, you do that, you're going to save a lot of money. But the things that the government pays for that we don't pay attention to, like our roads, our schools, our hospitals, our other services, they are going to receive some severe cuts. And because of those cuts, it's going to cost you a lot more money on the back end anyway. So just be careful about that.
No, hey, man, I appreciate that. And I think it's oftentimes things happen and it's like, what can I do now? And then what's the end game? And for me, some of the stuff you're talking about is related to the end game is November of next year is a big deal because maybe we can have different politicians in place mm-hmm. to not have a bill like this be here.
Yep.
And then in the short term, if there's things folks can do to at least have a win come out of it or make the best out of like lemons, turn them into lemonade. I also want to share with folks to get them creative thinking of what I can do in the meantime that may also be able to help them.
That's right. I might owe you a check now after that advice. I'm about to go to LLC.com right now.
Well, look into LLCs, look into S-Corps, look into C-Corps. Like I said, I'm not a financial advisor or an accountant. I don't even play one on the radio, but this is something that is worth people who have side hustles or businesses or entrepreneurs to look into. Because
yep.
if you can't beat them, join them.
Yep. Thanks for letting me talk, man. Talk to you later.
Hey, man, appreciate you.
No
problem. Bye now.
Bye.
And that was Stanley from, for those who listen to WHER 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem, you know that you just heard Stanley's voice, along with Alyssa and Selena and Jackie, on the show Let Your Voice Be Heard, which is on every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on WHCR. They talk politics, society, and culture. Please check them out. They also have a podcast by the same name on all the places you love to listen to. Welcome back to the Gregory Niesman Show, where we get personal about underdog stuff in the news and the culture. And what I mean by personal is you can get the news from CNN. You can get the news from the New York Times. If you lean a little bit to the right, you can get the news from Fox News. Even if you lean all the way to the right, you can get it from Breitbart. But what we do here is we get personal about it. What does it mean for me? What does it mean for you? How can we go from underdog to contender to champ? And while we're at it, maybe we even figure out how to become legends. And with that, the tax plan is here. And so cool, we talked about all the issues with it. Shout out to Stanley, who just called in talking about there's some real major issues with it, right? Lower taxes for folks. Government brings in less revenue. Then what are they going to do next? Maybe cut some of their spending. And where do you think these Republicans might go? Things like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And at the same time, they'll probably keep spending more money when it comes to defense. And I'm not, and I don't want it to be either or. I think we should spend on all those things. But sometimes it's a setup. And so Stanley just wanted folks to know that there's some implications to this longer term, not just short term. But with that, there's the end game and then there's what we can do in the meantime. And so I'm saying to folks as underdogs, instead of checking out, being apathetic, getting lethargic about it, which is a natural reaction when things aren't in your favor or my favor or our favor, I'm saying let's get creative about it. If we can't beat them, join them. If you don't like LeBron forming super teams, well, guess what? Form your own. If you don't like all the money and politics and these super backs, well, I like that some of these wealthy black folks or minorities will form their own super PACs. And if you don't like the corporations get a 21% tax rate down from 35%, well, guess what? Let's just start our own. Now, with that said, this whole discussion about if you can't beat them, join them came up because I was talking to one of my good friends. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that story in 1 second. I believe we have a call on the line. Name where you're calling from.
My name is Will. I'm calling back just to say something wrong with Stanley said.
Oh, yep. Go ahead. Talk to
me. Stanley's right, and he may well be. You know, you would have thought that the politicians who are coming up with a tax plan would have dealt with that. And maybe the long-range plan is for everybody to get like them and then see how they like it. Because once you start making those, become a corporation, you can deduct all kinds of things, as I said before, and pay yourself a smaller salary.
Yep, go ahead. Well, keep going.
And even have that salary taxed at a lower rate. So, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So they should have thought about all that because I believe that would be what everybody should do, form a corporation and learn how to treat themselves like a CEO. We might be better off. But I'll hang up and listen.
All right, now, I appreciate you. Hey, if you can't beat them sometimes, you get to join them. Name and where you're calling from.
Hello, it's Asha calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
Asha Davis, the one and only, the award-winning advertising executive. also writer and stand-up comic, and has been part of the journey of the Gregory Neesmith Show since we kicked it all back in November of last year.
Since 2016, going strong.
Yes, indeed. So what's going on in your world? You heard some of what we're talking about, taxes, mm-hmm. and I wanted to give the underdogs a little idea about how they can be creative about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been kind of the conversation. But I also want to talk while we have you on the phone, which is, why aren't you in the studio? We got to let folks know what's going on so they don't get worried about Asha Davis and about the show and about what you're up to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm working on, you know, my comedy and writing and stand up and, do you want to talk about it?
Yes, we will. And I just want to finish up one thing about the taxes before we talk about it.
Yeah.
So I just want folks to know that this whole idea of if you can't beat them, join them. If the tax rate is going down from corporations, but not that much for individuals, then maybe we should all just start our own corporations. And what I wanted folks to know is that conversation happened because of me surrounding myself with other underdogs that are forward thinking or do things that I don't do or doing things that I aspire to do. And so I just want to encourage folks out there to go out and be mindful of the company you keep and go out there and get some friends that'll help you keep moving forward. And for those who are like, they're working on that, they can always go pay for workshops and coaching. But I know that not everybody's got money for workshops and coaching. So things that are free, Google, YouTube, listening to this show. As Will said, we just gave out some free advice on the show. So there's ways that you can also get some momentum and get to learn about things going on in the world by the company you keep or the things you read or the things you listen to. So I just want to make sure I get that out for the underdogs out there. Cool. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.